We are still in this chapter that it is compulsory to command that what is right and to forbid that what is wrong. And this it is explained that it is an obligatory duty upon every Muslim. For all those who are under him, he should command what is right and forbid what is wrong. He should not shy away from that. And this ayat is quoted in this chapter, which shows how important it is. وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. And say, the truth is from your sustainer, from your Rabb. So this is what is the truth. And in all matters, whatever the truth is, the truth must be said. A person must not shy away and keep away from the truth, but he must speak the truth under all circumstances. And just to command what is right, that is also the truth from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And to forbid that what is wrong, that is also the command from Allah ta'ala. And from Allah ta'ala's side, the warning is so severe and so clear and great. فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنُ. Whoever wishes now, he can bring iman. And that is, he does what he has to do. And وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرُ. And whoever wishes to, he can disobey and make kufr, na'udhu billah. So it is a very, very serious matter. And we usually take it very light. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had foretold, told the Sahaba that the time will come when few people will not command the right and they will not forbid that what is evil. The Sahaba were very surprised because in their lives it was there all the time. So much so that Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a great Sahabi, went for a walima da'awat. Walima da'awat, it comes in the hadith, a person without proper reason should not refuse a walima da'awat. But as he approached the house close by, he turned back again. So those who were with him asked him, "You were going for the da'awat, what happened? Why you turned back again?" He said he heard the sound of some musical instrument, some drum, the tuf, or whatever it might have been. And he said the person who takes part in any wrong thing, he is part of those people. And if he, so therefore I cannot go. Any person who, man radiya bi amali qawmi, just to be present there, is that you are happy and satisfied with that action, then you are counted amongst those wrongdoers. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned that the time will come when people will not command the right and not forbid the wrong. And the Sahaba was surprised that they were so much fervent on it. And then further, Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what will be your condition that time? When people will command the wrong and forbid the right. And unfortunately that is happening today right in our homes. We are all the wrong things which are against Islam. The wrong things we are commanding them to do the wrong things. Many things which are wrong and which are happening and we are actually commanding them. And we ourselves as the ummah, we are guilty of this. And so we should be very careful. These ayahs are very, very clear. In the next ayat, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, فَاسْتَعْ بِمَا تُؤْمَرْ. Proclaim openly what you have been commanded. Do not be shy away from anyone. Do not fear any retaliation or anything. And command that what you have been commanded. So we should be very careful, especially in today's time, when, for example, we have comedian shows also, and in that also a lot of istihza with deen takes place. Commonly these things happen, and mockery of deen it takes place, or istihzaa with deen. The deen is belittled in any way. So to take part in any such thing, that is also totally forbidden. We are not allowed to be part of any such actions or any such events. So we should be very careful, and our iman is the most valuable thing to protect our iman. We should be very, very, very vigilant all the time. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand the great value of iman and not give preference over this worldly life and over the family ties of this worldly life, but to give preference to give preference to deen and to akhirah, where we are going to be forever and ever. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq and guide us all to righteousness, inshaAllah.